Hello, everyone. We are live on Purim as the sun is going down. Purim begins. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States around the world, March 13th, 2025. So glad to have you. We have some epic prophetic insight for you to get into on this Purim. Purim this year, actually, I'm gonna go out 4 years talking about this in a little while, but is super important right now. It was crucial last year. It is crucial this year. The window between Purim and Passover this year, just as crucial and as an urgency to it as the one did last year. So we'll get into that soon. Welcome to everybody jumping in. Happy Purim. If you would like to know how to say it in Hebrew, I'm going to tell you right now because here we go. Hold on. All right. As people are jumping on, I'll tell you. Chag Purim Sameach. So that's how you say Happy Purim. Chag Purim Sameach to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. They actually go on a fast, a 24-hour fast. Most of them do no food, no water, actually, just as Esther did when she fasted for 3 days. So, hello to everybody jumping in right now. I see Ohio, I see Texas, I see California. Let me see, Washington, D.C. Oh, hello. Oh, my goodness, you're in the belly of the beast down there, aren't you? Oh, let's see who else is jumping in. Oklahoma. Clay Clark has a big sign in his headquarters. Fun fact that says Tulsa, Jerusalem. Lit up in lights running almost the span of his back wall. Fun fact about Clay. Okay, let's see. Yeah, people are putting Chag Purim Sameach in the chat. Jersey is in the house. Oh, God bless you. We love our New Jerseyans. They are some special people and some special drivers. Massachusetts, Virginia, Georgia, Colorado, Kentucky, you're all coming in. And welcome to our international audience, Denmark. Wow, we spoke about Denmark and the word from the Lord, the Purim word from the Lord last night. Welcome, Denmark, and to the rest of our international audience coming in. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it, being that this is Purim. There are things I'm going to talk about that you don't want to miss because it is just the things that I have been shown over the past few days, I believe you are going to find fascinating and biblical. So praise the Lord for that. So let's open up in prayer. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. South Africa just came in. Welcome to our friends in South Africa as well. So thank you for sharing. People are writing the chat. Just share. Thank you so much for that. We very much appreciate that. All right, let's open up in prayer and we're going to jump right into this epic night of Purim 2025 here on Ark of Grace. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day. Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so your will and your power become more in our lives. Father, we just praise you for who you are, Father God. We honor you, Lord, as we come before you this day with praise and thanksgiving, saying, Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We humble ourselves before you, Father God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. And we just ask you to forgive us, wash us, and cleanse us. We all fall short of your glory, Father God. We all miss it. The word of God says the righteous man sins 7 times a day, Lord. And we just praise you, Father God, for your redemption and your mercy that is new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation, Father God. And we ask you to do that this Purim. Make an open show of what the enemy is attempting to do right now, Father God. And Lord, we praise you. Jesus Christ rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven. took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, our advocate without ceasing. And we honor that before you, Lord, this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, your presence, your glory mightily go forth, Father God. Lord, just to let the atmosphere be saturated with your presence, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, that people would tangibly feel the power and the might and the reverence of you, Lord. And Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you lead us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your wisdom, Father God, and your counsel as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power, Father God, and those on our team as well. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, arrow, weapon, fashioned weapon, sabotage, strategy, and harm that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, familiar spirits, puppets, and agents of the enemy, weak, willing vessels, those in the flesh would attempt. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it. We command it be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, every avenue blocked, every communication line confused, and let those assignments, those arrows, Father God, be burned up by your fire, your holy fire, and pierced by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Lord, we praise you for that, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Lord, Father. And we thank you, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We're most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father, we praise you, Father God, tonight for reversals. We praise you for vindication, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you go before us, Father God. Your word says, if God is for me, who or what could be against me? And we praise you for that tonight. Lord, we give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt the presence of the Lord on that. Welcome to those who are jumping in live. If you could share this, we would very much appreciate it, this broadcast, because this is the epic Purim 2025. As sundown, as we are talking, Purim begins. I had warned that there was a 2-week window leading up to Purim that was important to pay attention to. And I'm going to go over a couple of things, including something that happened just last night. As I'm delivering the word of the Lord, I get done with the word and news breaks. So we're going to get into that as well. So I want to start with the article I had talked about a couple weeks ago. I had warned about this window. And so we'll start with that article. This article is actually from Julie Royce. And we'll put it up and we'll be on our way, because I have another article to show you after this from the Dallas News. 10 Church of England clergymen to be charged after failing to act on reported abuse. March 1st, 2025, right? 2-week window to Purim begins. This happens in England. One of the places that's the most anti-Semitic right now in the world, anti-Semitism is rising so much and boiling over in England right now that there is a Purim-like situation that is beginning to form and percolate over in England. And I had said back on that broadcast that of all the numbers they could have chosen, it's 10 Church of England clergymen, just like Haman had 10 sons who were hung. Like in Nuremberg, they hung 10 Nazi officers. And now going into Purim, you see 10 Church of England clergymen, the head of the Church of England, actually, I believe, allegedly resigned over this. So this started the 2 week march into Purim in a place that is hostile towards Jews right now, that is percolating in anti-Semitism, this is what begins to break forth, interestingly enough, in that place. Now, on the eve of Purim, last night, I delivered a word from the Lord, a very power-packed word. If you haven't watched it, please go back and watch it, because it's super important what is in that word. However, when I get done with the word, news breaks on the eve of Purim. So let me put this up, and then we'll get into everything else. On the eve of Purim, after I deliver the word from the Lord about how he's going back decades in the government and in the church and exposing the roots and pulling them out, decades. On the eve of Purim, Gateway Church, we'll go back to that in a minute. Gateway Church founder Robert Morris indicted on child sex abuse charges in Oklahoma. This happens on the eve of Purim. They break this story on the eve before Purim begins, within the 2 week window, like the 10 clergymen. Okay, so yep, March 12, 2025, the eve before Purim, Gateway. What's a gateway? It's an entrance to something else. A gateway will either block or it will allow. A gateway is usually something that lets you through or brings you through into something else, right? Like how they call things gateway drugs, and they use gateway in other ways as well. But it introduces you into something else. So it's interesting that that church was named Gateway, first of all. Secondly, this happens on the eve before Purim. Do I think that's a coincidence? No, I do not. Because I got done delivering that word from the Lord, and hours later, this news broke. Now, I'm going to read to you a couple of other words from the Lord briefly. And then we're going to get into some of the other things that happened within this 2 week window, and what's coming. So, February 20th, 2025, word of the Lord, for the year of Purim reversals is about to begin, says the Lord. Capitals, a year of reversals, overturning, sifting, shaking, shock, says the Lord. Shock. Well, that's pretty shocking, isn't it? Also, within this 2 week window, X had a major cyber attack within the 2 week window to Purim. Yep, huge cyber attack on X, and Elon Musk is blaming Ukraine for this cyber attack, interestingly enough. Then, also around the 12th of March, and we could put this article up, Tulsi Gabbard does something in a Purim-like move that I don't even know if she understands, because the Lord said this is the year of the reversal. Days before Purim, Tulsi Gabbard, with Trump's blessing, takes security clearance from New York's top prosecutor, Letitia James. New York State Attorney General Letitia James was one of more than 50 people to have their security clearances revoked by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard on Monday. More than 50. 50, biblically speaking, is the Jubilee, where what was stolen must be given back and the land given back to its people. Isn't that interesting that more than 50 was yanked, and this is all approaching Purim, this happens. And Letitia James, who is a Haman-like character, had hers yanked as well. So these are the things that were happening approaching Purim. And so I would watch Ukraine very closely right now in this window between Purim and Passover, as well as England right now. I would watch both closely right now. In the middle of what is happening. So we have all that happen. Now, on top of all of this, a blood moon marks Purim this year. Okay? Not only does a blood moon mark Purim this year, but Purim next year is March 3rd through 4th, and that's when the next blood moon is. Meaning, like, there is another blood moon in September, but I'm saying the next one of the following year happens to also be on Purim. So you have two Purims. The first 2 years of Trump's presidency in the United States of America, both marked by blood moons. And it says the totality will last 58 minutes for that one. That's in 2026. So 2 years in a row, this is being marked. Purim is being marked. And September 7th as well, 2025, also is a blood moon. September 7th, which is 4 days prior to 9/11 and 15 days prior to the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, that time is also marked. And what I wonder is the Lord trying to tell us something about the first 2 years of this presidency, of this nation, what we will endure as a nation, as well as what we just endured as a nation? Because we as a nation just experienced a Purim-type event in the 2024 election. We as a nation of faith were marked for destruction. And Donald Trump and his family were marked for destruction. And the Lord, in a powerful way, reversed the decrees of destruction that went out and gave an incredible victory. Three blood moons within the first 2 years of the presidency. Three blood moons within the first 2 years of the presidency. Two of those three are on Purim, 2025 and 2026. The third is September 7th, which is the High Holy Day month, 2025. So the Lord is marking the month of March and the month of September and then the month of March again. And putting a very significant sign in the heavenlies along with it. And I'm going to make this even more interesting because the blood moon that happens, I guess it's tonight going into tomorrow, is visible, I believe, from England. It will be visible from England. And I had noted above what happened within the 2 weeks of Purim with the 10 clergymen in England and the temperature right now in England, and it will be viewable from England as well. Interestingly enough, in England, the eclipse will start, the lunar eclipse, at 3:57 a.m., become partly noticeable at 5:09 a.m., and then the maximum in London of the lunar eclipse will be at 6:19 a.m. If you add up all those numbers, interestingly enough, you get the number 45. So I thought that was just an interesting side note to mention here. What is also interesting is Ramadan is going on simultaneously. So you have this Isaac and Ishmael pressure cooker of a battle, Purim and Ramadan colliding together. And basically, that is what you're seeing in England right now. You're seeing Purim and Ramadan clashing at the moment. And the Lord, by what just happened in England, I believe, is making a very serious statement about what's coming to the leadership of England if they do not wake up and turn from what they're doing. Could the Lord also be marking this for something else? All the persecution that's been happening to the Christians within the earth for their faith. And I mean like real persecution, not that you received a not nice comment on your feed or you can't take somebody saying something about you. I mean being killed for your faith, persecution. That's what I mean. People out there are dying for their faith, including in the Congo. And people have a hard time with a comment. And there are very serious things going on. And there are people being martyred for their faith by people who think they're doing the work of God, who are really sons of Belial. They are sons of Satan. Their father is the devil. You have 70 Christians that were just killed and beheaded in the Congo. People are dying for their faith, and we need to pray for our brothers and sisters across the world. So let me tell you, someone leaving you a bad comment in your feed is not persecution. What just happened in the Congo is persecution. Now, back to Purim. So we got Purim 2025 and Purim 2026 marked by a blood moon. Purim having to do with casting lots to destroy the people of God and leadership, and the Lord divinely causing a reversal that delivers the people of God and destroys the wicked who cast the lots for the destruction of the people of God. So if you look at this way, Mordecai is the covenant, right? In this whole thing. So if you look at it this way, Mordecai could be represented as the covenant. You also have this in the with Naomi in the book of Ruth as well, and King David. But Mordecai represents something key here because he saves the king's life, and at the same time, the advisor to the king is trying to destroy him. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 8 through 9 says, "It shall come about on that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break the yoke off your neck, and I will tear off your bonds and force apart your shackles. And strangers will no longer make slaves of the people of Israel, but they shall serve the Lord their God and the descendants of David the king, who I will raise up for them." David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Jeremiah 30, 8 through 9. If you add that up, 30 plus 8 plus 9, you get 47. Which is the presidency we're currently in right now. I'll read it again. "It shall come about on that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break the yoke off your neck and will tear off your bonds and force apart your shackles. And strangers will no longer make slaves of the people of Israel, but they shall serve the Lord their God and the descendants of David the king, whom I will raise up for them. I will break the yoke off your neck and tear off the bonds." See, that's what Haman wanted to do. He wanted to destroy the Jewish people. He wanted to put a yoke of destruction on them. And when you add that together, Jeremiah 38 through 9, 30 plus 8 plus 9 is 47. Joel 3:13. Now I'm reading this because someone sent it to me, who I know, a woman named Kate, but as well, this is March 13th. It's 3:13 today. And Joel 3:13 says, "Put in the sickle of judgment, for the harvest is ripe. Come tread the grapes, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for the wickedness of the people is great." Interesting, considering what we're seeing going on. Now, January 28th, 2025, in a word from the Lord I delivered, the Lord talked about Purim. And he said, "Out of Dearborn, involving nations of the Middle East, a plot has been birthed, a plot against the president. There is chatter, says the Lord, there is chatter. Nearing the time of Purim to Passover, the fullness shall be unearthed." So there's that window. "For the enemy is boasting with threats. His hosts are actively bringing an outcry for harm against his lawyers as well, says the Lord. There is an outcry for harm against the lawyers. This is why, says the Lord, capitals, be very careful who you make deals with, for devils do not keep deals. Be cautious how much power you give intellectuals who are fascinated with darkness and summoning demons. Be careful and walk circumspectly before me, says the Lord. Do not get ahead or let your white," he says, "do not get ahead or let your White House staff push you ahead of deals and meetings in this time. Do not get ahead of my timing, says the Lord." And he says, otherwise, he talks about a premature destruction and chaos following. So the Lord is just saying, don't get ahead of his timing in this. Don't let anyone push you into a deal that the Lord doesn't want made. So that's the gist of that. Now, it also says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Iran is about to have another curtain torn and stockpiles exposed. Iranian agents are on the move, says the Lord. So he says that as well. He talks about Texas and the border. He also talks about, let's see here, sinister plots against members of the Trump family, sinister plots against the vice president and even Marco Rubio. This says the Lord shall be on earth, says the Lord, by order, capitals, of my capital court, the highest court, unearth the plots, expose their contents, their GPS locations, their master key. Expose it, says the Lord, before the people of America. Expose it before the president, for the plans of the wicked are crumbling. The evidence is coming forth, and I, the Lord, protect whom I anoint. However, you must be willing to surrender in prayer so chaos does not break out within your home as it did David when he opened a door. I warned him not to. Remember the census, says the Lord. Remember the census. When the Lord, you know, did not want David to do the census, and the enemy enticed David, and David took the bait, and it caused chaos in Israel. So that was January 28th. 2025, and it talks about Purim in it. Now, if we continue, so that's the reason I wanted to read that to you, because the Lord mentions Purim in it. Esther chapter 2, verses 21 through 23. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the door, became angry and conspired to attack King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, who informed Queen Esther, and Esther told the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, both men were hanged on the gallows, and it was recorded in the book of the Chronicles in the king's presence. Now, Esther is queen by this point. Vashti's been deposed. There's a plot. Mordecai overhears it. He goes to Esther. Bigthan means gift of God. And Teresh means desired. So together their name means the gift of God is to be desired. So the two men who are looking to harm the king, their names together mean gift of God is to be desired. Because they were desiring, you see, they were desiring to murder, steal, kill, and destroy. Their names mean the exact opposite of what they are doing and how they are behaving. Why? Because this is a book of reversals. It's a book of reversals. This is what the book of Esther is about. It's also the only book where God's name is not mentioned once, because it's all behind the scenes. God was working the entire time. And so it is the only book where God's name is not mentioned. Now, speaking of steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10 is connected to the book of Esther. John 10:10, the number 10 twice. Now, interestingly enough, Esther has 10 chapters. And then in the book of Esther, it talks of Haman's notice being sent to 127 provinces. And then the notice from Mordecai and Esther that the Jews could fight for themselves being sent to 127 provinces. 1 + 2 + 7 = 10. There is your 10:10 within the book of Esther. Because Haman sent his wicked decree of destruction and annihilation out to all 127 provinces. Why? Because he wanted to steal their wealth and pay it into the king's treasury. He wanted to kill them and he wanted to destroy them. Okay? That's what Haman wanted to do. Now, we're going to read in a moment here, Esther chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Interestingly enough, if you add up 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9 plus 10, I believe you also get the number 45. However, it's Esther 3, 5 through 10. If you subtract 35 from 10, you get 25, which is the year we're currently in. That's just an interesting note there. And what's even more interesting is it was the 45th president that the plot of destruction and annihilation went out against, as well as the nation, to prevent from taking office in 2025. 45 and 25 are the two numbers you get when you either add or subtract from Esther 3, 5 through 10. Okay? And this is what it says. When Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, he was furious. But he disdained laying hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him who the people of Mordecai were. So Haman determined to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, who lived throughout the kingdom of Ahasuerus. In the first month, the month of Nisan, which is March to April, in the 12th year, having to do with government and rule, of King Ahasuerus, Haman cast pur, that is the lot, cast before him day after day to find a lucky day to approach the king. That's in parentheses. Month after month until the 12th month, the month of Adar, which is February to March. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of all other people, and they do not observe the king's laws. Therefore, it is not in the king's interest to tolerate them and let them stay here. If it pleases the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who carry out the king's business, to put into the king's treasuries. Then the king removed his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. So he's going to pay 10,000 talents of silver, remember this, into the hands of those who carry out the king's business. Where was he getting all that money? From plundering the Jews he wanted to destroy. And he came from Hammedatha the Agagite, who came from the Amalekites. When King Saul refused to follow the commands of God and destroy all the Amalekites, he left King Agag alive. And he assaulted a Jewish maidservant, and she became pregnant. And Haman came from this line. Now, also interesting to note, the hint of Haman, according to the sages, comes from the story of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? So the book of Esther is at the tree. They find a word that is similar in spelling to Haman. And it's Hey, H-E-Y, Mem, M-E-M, Nun, N-U-N. It appears in Genesis 3, and it's a hint that the Hey, Mem, Nun to Haman in the Torah. And the verse pointed to it, that points to it, is after Adam eats from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is Genesis 3:11. God says, Hamin ha'eitz, have you eaten from the tree I have commanded you not to eat from? Hey, mem, nun. When you think about this, Haman is an evil individual plotting genocide. And well, Adam, we don't think he's such a terrible guy. I mean, he eats from the tree and that's not a good thing at all, but it's not like he's plotting genocide. So why the comparison, which seems a bit shocking and puzzling even, that this is compared, Haman in the book of Esther, to the tree of and what happened at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What are these Jewish philosophers and wise men trying to say about the book of Esther? Well, here is the way it went. Okay, so we're going to break it down for you. Haman has everything, a powerful position with the king, riches, wealth, and the one thing he cannot have is Mordecai. Killing Mordecai for refusing to bow. Mordecai is the forbidden fruit, the fruit Haman is not, capital, supposed to touch. Adam had everything in the garden, and the one thing he could not have was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve, capital, is the one who deceives Adam into eating from the tree. Likewise, Zeresh, Haman's wife, convinces him to hang Mordecai and kill him in Esther 5:14, encouraging to build a gallows 50 cubits high. The tree and the gallows are from the same word in Hebrew. Esther 5:14, then his wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, have a gallows 50 cubits high made, and in the morning ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on it. Then go joyfully to the banquet with the king. And the advice pleased Haman. Now, that sentence, this goes back to the tree also, because Zeresh is Eve. She is tempting Haman to touch the forbidden fruit, Mordecai. And the advice pleased Haman. When Eve tempted Adam, what did it say? The fruit was pleasing to look at. It was pleasing. The plan pleased Haman. The fruit pleased Adam. It's connected. Now, Genesis 3:5. For God knows that on the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened. That is, you will have greater awareness and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. Okay. The truth there was their eyes would be open, because the devil takes a little bit of truth, mixes it with a whole lot of lie. The rest of it, you will be like God. No, nobody's like God. There is no one that could ever be close to Almighty God. Now, Genesis 3:14. Oh, you want to get down? Here you go. Here's Sadie. Genesis 3:14. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than any animal of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. Now watch this. September 7th this year is the second blood moon of 2025, which is 15 days prior to the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Esther 5 through 10. Remember we read those verses? We read Esther, hold on, I'm going to go back up and tell you, right here, Esther 3, 5 through 10. 5 plus 10 is 15. Okay, which is the amount of days that separates, interestingly enough, the blood moon from Rosh Hashanah. Two blood moons the first year of the presidency, and a blood moon the second year. Two of those three blood moons on Purim. Okay. Now, back to John 10:10 for a minute in this. The thief comes to steal, take the silver from destroying the Jews and give it to the king. 10,000 talents of silver are equivalent to 30 million shekels. 30. The number of pieces of silver Jesus Christ Yeshua was betrayed for was 30 pieces for one man. This would be 30 million shekels to betray an entire nation. 30 million to betray the entire Jewish nation. That the theme of 30 and silver connects the book of Esther to the betrayal of Jesus Christ and the redemption from such betrayal. When he miraculously rose again and defeated hell, death, and the grave, and gave us a way to the Father through him. So he wanted to steal, right? Haman wanted to steal. Then he wanted to kill by harming the Jews and setting a day for their destruction. And then he wanted to destroy, wipe them off the planet so they couldn't continue to exist as a people. So you have John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, come to give life and life more abundant. So the shadow of that verse and the shadow of Judas betraying Jesus, which is that verse as well, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the enemy's assignment went out against Jesus Christ. But he came to give life and life more abundant. So you have John 10:10 and you have the shadow of Judas betraying Jesus, all within the book of Esther. Now, because Esther has 10 chapters, right? John 10:10. Throughout those 10 chapters, it demonstrates Haman, the thief, came into position to steal the Jews' wealth, kill them, and destroy them as a people. Esther, like I said, also has 127 provinces spoken of. 1 plus 2 plus 7 is 10. Haman's decree to steal, kill, and destroy went out to all of those provinces. And then the king's decree of life that Mordecai and Esther wrote when the divine reversal happened also went out to the 127 provinces. So Esther is in the order of John 10:10. Because the thief comes, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what went out first in the book of Esther. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give life and life more abundant. That's what came at the end of Esther when the divine reversal happened and the destruction was reversed and the Jews got to live in abundance. So John 10:10, the book of Esther is ordered in accordance to that verse. Now, This is where it's going to get even more interesting, and you're going to find things even more fascinating. So we know about the blood moons and what's happening over the next 2 years. However, I'm going to go to 2028 right now, which is our next election year. And this, some of this is going to blow your mind, what I'm about to tell you. 2028 is our next election year. 2028 is also the next Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. A Shemitah happens every 7 years. It takes seven Shemitahs to make a Jubilee, 50 years. Serious world events are known to happen on Shemitah years. Stock market crashes, the 2008 banking crisis, and Barack Obama being elected as president happened during that Shemitah year. Now, this is where I'm going to sound the alarm with this. 2028 is also a Jewish leap year. There are two, because there are 2 months of Adar in the Jewish leap year, Adar 1 and Adar 2, which means in 2028, there are two Purims. There's Little Purim, which is Purim Katan, and then there is Purim. So 2028 is not only a Shemitah year, it is also a Jewish leap year, and it is also a year where two Purims are set to happen that only happen on Jewish leap years. Also in 2028, a total lunar eclipse is happening New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2028 into January 1st, 2029. So the next election year will contain a Jewish leap year, two Purims, a Shemitah year, and a blood moon on New Year's Eve to January 1st, 2029. This blood moon will carry into 2 days. It'll start the 31st, it'll go to the 1st. We are in for quite a historic year and election in 2028. That year as well is being marked. And on top of that, the Olympics are coming to American soil at Los Angeles, California, where those fires torched over 23,000 acres. In the same year, 2028, you have an election year, you have a Shemitah year, you have a Jewish leap year, you have two Purims, you have a blood moon, December 31st, 2028 to January 1st, 2029, and you have the Olympics coming to U.S. soil. Do we think this is a coincidence at all, that all of this is happening? It's not. The fact there is a double Purim, 2028, after we just went through Purim with this election, and Purim is being marked the first 2 years of this presidency by blood moons, and now we're going into a double Purim, a double reversal, the next presidency. This is by no mistake that this is happening. And the Lord is going to vindicate. He is going to vindicate on this Purim. Because Haman tried to stir up strife. Haman tried to destroy God's people. Haman wanted to be king. He positioned himself. That's why he wanted everyone to bow to him, because really you only bowed to the king in that way. Mordecai knew that. Mordecai knew what Haman wanted. Haman was going to try to destroy Ahasuerus and take the crown, and the people of God would have been destroyed. So God raised up a Jewish orphan girl and made her queen and positioned her for such a time. For such a time as this, in order to save his people from destruction. We just went through that in 2024. The Trump family, whether they know it or not, went through Purim. I think Ivanka Trump might be onto it because she has converted to Judaism. So she may understand loud and clear what I'm saying right now. They were set for destruction. This nation was set for destruction, and by decree of Almighty God from his throne, we were spared. And now, in 2028, here comes a quadruple threat. A Shemitah year, a Jewish leap year, two Purims, and a blood moon at the end of the year. All of that is colliding, not by mistake. This is not a mistake. And Shemitah years are known to have very serious world events happen. Very serious world events mark Shemitah years. And it's a double Purim. So I'm sounding the alarm now about 2028. These are the things the Lord has been showing me over the last few days. And on top of it, interestingly enough, Mordecai was from the line of Benjamin. The same line Saul came from. When Saul refused to do what he was supposed to do. And we saw what happened from that. We saw that the line of the Amalekites continued. They continued. And Haman came from that. And now, who does God raise up to help reverse the curse that Saul caused? Someone from the tribe of Benjamin. He raises up another Benjamite to redeem what Saul did. He raises up another Benjamite, right? To redeem what Saul did. Because Haman came from that line. And this is a year of Purim. And 2028 will be a year of double Purim. And they're both, 2028 is the next election year. It's the next election year. So just keep that all in mind. During Purim, the name of Haman is blotted out. So every time when it is read in the Torah, the Torah is really the first five books, but when it's read on that day, the name of Haman is blotted out. They have noisemakers and they scream and they yell boo and they literally blot his name out of existence for what he did to this day. So this Purim and what happened with the church, that's a sign for the church, this Purim also. You've got the 10 Church of England clergymen, like you have the 10 sons of Haman, and then the night, the eve before Purim, the Gateway founder, Robert Morris, is indicted on how many? If we put the article up, it's five. Five charges he's indicted on. And we are in the year 5785, double fives, double grace, but grace thinning as well. And it happens on the cusp of that. On the cusp of Purim. This happens, and it happens not long after what happened to the Church of England. Five counts. Five. There is something in here what I just read with Esther, and I'm going to it now. Just to go back to it quickly here. Yeah, Esther 3. Yep, Esther 3, 5, verse 5. When Haman saw that Mordecai neither bowed down nor paid homage to him, he was furious. That's Esther 3, verse 5. I just wanted to check that quickly. But this is not by accident. All of this is happening the way it is. And the Lord is going to redeem on Purim. What has been determined against you, the plots determined against you, the setups determined against you, the harm determined against you, by decree of the Lord is being reversed. By decree of the Lord is being reversed. It's being exposed and it's being reversed. And we need to humble ourselves before the Lord on this very important Purim. And this window we are entering, a very serious window from Purim to Passover, where much change and deliverance is going to happen for the people of God. much change and deliverance, judgment and deliverance for the leaders of nations, change and deliverance for the people of God. So praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Okay. I'm just going to put up two things very fast as we're closing out our night of Purim here on Ark of Grace. So we have, first of all, hold on 1 second here, my pillow. So Duchess is there in her My Pillow dog bed. Duchess moved. I'm going to show you, but we built a beautiful room downstairs for her. And Wally comes and hangs out with her. So My Pillow is extending their mega sale on all overstock clearance and brand products. So they have $40 on the new spring pillow bed sheets of any size, any color, 30% off their brand new My Crosses. It was designed after Mike Lindell's cross that he's worn for over 20 years. They have 6-piece bath or kitchen towel sets for $29.98 as well. And the standard MyPillow is low as $14.98. So please go to MyPillow.com. They also have amazing pet beds. They are so much more than just pillows. And use promo code ARC for a sizable discount. And also Andrew Sorcini will put up quick because we're talking about silver tonight anyway. So this is Andrew Sorcini as Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He would love to hear from you. We have the Cyrus coin with him, which as you can see there, it's a silver coin. So you could either call, email, or go to bh-pm.com or arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. If you're looking to know more about precious metals, if you're looking to know more about IRAs, his team is very knowledgeable. Please give them a call today. They love hearing from our Ark of Grace viewers. So thank you everyone who joined us tonight for this amazing time of Purim and prophetic insight. I am very curious as we enter this window between Purim and Passover. What is going to happen. But I do believe it's going to be change and deliverance for the people of God and being set free from some things, as well as judgment and deliverance for nations. Some you will see an overturning in a single day. So that's coming. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We love you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, as well as Ephesians in chapters 1 and 3. They're in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I speak those scriptures every day. It is the sword of the Spirit. Use your sword. Swing it at the lies of the enemy. Swing it. Use it. Don't let it sit idle. And the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for good reason, and I suggest we adopt that into our prayer life. And the Lord also says, cast your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. Cast your cares on him. So I encourage you to do that as well. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll be putting out shorts the rest of the week. So please look for those, and we will announce. We will be back on soon. But God bless everyone, and happy Purim. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.